Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Now, to try and make us smile just a little bit more, this really caught my eye, and I love it dearly. It's an Instagram page called Swab Dogs of Insta. Do you take your pet with you when you go to get COVID tested? There's a question I didn't think I'd be asking on radio a year or two ago. A lot of people do, apparently, and one pathology collector working at a testing site in Melbourne's north has been collecting them and putting them up on this Instagram page. Tiffany White, morning.
Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Good, thanks. I literally have to edit the word good out of good morning today because it's not a good morning. It's an anxious morning for so many. But you're bringing some joy regardless. How many people genuinely turn up with a dog in their car to get their COVID test?
More than you would expect. People and their dogs are just... they've kept each other going for the last 12 months. Support animals all the way. And a swab site can be pretty intimidating with everybody in their PPE, lots of people, lots of noise, lots of cars. So having your dog or your cat or your bird with you just can lower the tone and keep everybody pretty calm. It's great.
And so these beautiful photos on the page, do you see someone with a dog and think, hey, do you mind if I take your photo? Or are they happy to be snapped?
Pretty much. We've got traffic control at the front gate of most of our testing sites, and they'll radio through to the tent and say there's a dog in the car. So by the time the person gets into our tent, they've been told that we're probably going to take a photo of their dog if it's okay. And they're more than happy. Like, out of the 300 odd people that have come through that we've posted, only one person has said no, and she was just more concerned that her friends would be concerned that she was getting a swab. So,
okay.
People love to talk about their dogs.
Does anyone turn up wanting to get their pet tested? Like, I know, it's like a stupid question, but some people might think that's a thing you can do.
No. There have been lots of jokes about all of the greyhounds with the very long noses being very good for a swab. And it's really hard to get a dog nose out of your face when you are trying to swab someone. But we don't test dogs. If you need your dogs tested for anything, take them to a vet.
Some fine advice. Well, Tiffany White, I think we're going to get some photos up on the ABC News website later today, or people can check out the Instagram page, Swab Dogs of Insta. Thanks for bringing a few smiles, and all the best for the testing ahead today.
Thank you very much. And just a shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for being so patient in what is an incredibly frustrating and time, like, expensive process getting tested at the moment. So thanks.
Oh, look, on behalf of all the listeners, thank you to you and your teams for the work that you're doing as well. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.